You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Here we go again, folks. It's time for another Whatever Happened To with Steve and Whatever Happened To Steve. Are you there, Steve?
I'm certainly here, Josh. And I can tell the listeners we're doing this on a Tuesday afternoon rather than a Wednesday, but that's no problem for myself or you, so I'm quite happy to do that. Going along all right. Hopefully the lockdown is being out of is going to be happening in a few weeks' time. It'll be very nice, thanks.
Yes, I know. We're out of lockdown at the moment here in Shepparton on Tuesday, and by the time this goes to air next Monday, I hope we're still out of lockdown, but hopefully Melbourne will be out of lockdown soon.
Yeah, it'll be nice. It would be nice. But we'll just continue on doing what we're doing, and quite happy to do that too, I must say.
Yes, yes. And who have you got for me this week?
Well, this is show number 19, Josh, so, and we're celebrating that with an Irish group that people might be familiar with of the 60s, The Bachelors.
Yes, I know The Bachelors, yeah.
And they had quite an interesting story, and the background of some of their songs is also quite interesting too. So, but anyway, away we go. Now, the founding members of The Bachelors, the original Bachelors that we hear most of the songs on, were two brothers, Con and Declan Klusky, C-L-U-S-K-E-Y. Con born on the 18th of November, 41, and Declan on the 23rd of the 12th, 42. And their third member, John Stokes, known as also Sean James is his real name. He was born on the 13th of the 8th, 1940, so he was the oldest. Now, they formed a band together in 1957. Boy, we're going way back there. and were known as the Harmonichords, also known as the Harmony Chords, and are an instrumental harmonica act. They appeared on an Ed Sullivan show on St. Patrick's Day on the 15th of March 1959. It was actually filmed in Dublin, and they played. I didn't actually sing. They played Danny Boy. So that would have gone down well, I would have thought.
Yeah, in Ireland, Danny Boy.
Yeah. In 1960, they changed their name to The Bachelors, at the suggestion of a gentleman by the name of Dick Rowe, who was at Decca Records. And I think you'll like the reason why he wanted to be called The Bachelors, because in his words, that's the kind of boys that girls like.
Good advice.
Yeah, very good advice. Well, it went down very well. And getting straight into their music now, because their success was fairly instant once they started recording. I might say here that four of the first five songs here were all girls' names, and they all had a background history of movies, and I'll get to that later. Their first hit was called Charmaine in 1962. This reached number 8 in Ireland and 6 in the UK, and it was actually composed in Hungary in 1913, and there was a 1927 movie, and as a 1927 movie theme song, which we'll get to afterwards, as I said. Shel Talmy, who produced the song, also went on to produce some of the Kinks hits. Now, I found that very interesting because the Kinks and the Bachelors would have very little in common, I would have thought, but there you go. I Believe was their second hit, and this was a hit, a 1952 hit for a fellow by the name of Frankie Lane. A few of our listeners would know who Frankie Lane is. But his version wasn't played in the UK for religious reasons back then. But I Believe version followed in 1963, and it reached number 2 in Ireland and the UK, number 33 in the US and 24 in Australia. Then we get to 1964 and a song called Diane, another silent movie theme, back in 1927. And it was written by the same men who wrote Charmaine. Erno Rapee and Lou Pollock were their names. And that reached number 2 in Ireland, number 1 in the UK, and was number 3 in the US and Australia. So that was a really big hit. And then continuing along the female first name line, Ramona was another one. And this was from a 1928 film of the same name. And it followed, and it reached 6 in Ireland, 4 in the UK, and 38 in Australia. So they were certainly hitting the big time. Then they had two songs which had a few more words in the title. I Wouldn't Trade You for the World, which was number 1 in Ireland, 4 in the UK, 13 in the US and 7 in Australia. And No Arms Could Ever Hold You, which was, just reading in that order again, 8 charted at 8, 7, 3 and 35. So, and that was, all those songs were in 1964. In 1965... The first big hit that they had was Marie, continuing on the female first name line again. And this was an early Irving Berlin song from an obscure 1928 talkie called The Awakening. and this was their fourth girls named hit, and it reached 9 UK, 3 in the US and 39 in Australia. As a little side story to that, Jim Reeves, a famous country and western singer, had recorded all those four particular girls' songs back in the 50s, and they originally performed as waltzes, but became very modernised after that. Now, as you know, Josh, I'm not a film buff, but just a little bit of history on each of these girls' names and where they came, these songs, where they came from. Charmaine was originally composed for a 1926 silent movie called What Price Glory, and this also had a sequel in 1952, and that particular version starred James Cagney, Dan Daly and William Demarest. Diane, which followed, was based on a 1927 silent movie called Seventh Heaven, and this was fairly auspicious because it starred Janet Gaynor, and she actually became the first Academy Best Actress Award winner. But they awarded the first Oscar then back in 1929. This movie was made in 1927. The film was one of three nominations for the Best Picture. It didn't win that, but Janet Gaynor won the Best Actress.
She won it.
Also,
she shared it. She won it for another movie, Sunrise, as well. They sort of said both performances sort of won it. It was a bit unusual.
Oh, okay. Right. That's fine. I wasn't aware of that. But also, this also won the Best Director Award and also Best Screenplay. So it's a fairly auspicious film. And the gentleman, I think he was the director of La La Land, said that the ending of La La Land was inspired by the ending of the Seventh Heaven. Now, not having seen either movie...
Well, I've seen La La Land. I haven't watched Seventh Heaven, but I read the blurb. He comes back from war. And I'm not sure because they both sound like they end differently, but I'll have to watch Seventh Heaven to see that.
Well, enjoy watching that 1927 silent movie, Josh. Good luck with that. And Ramona, which was a film of the same name, was a 1928 silent movie, and it was based on an 1884 novel. And it was a remake of the film in 1936. And the song Ramona was sung by a gentleman by the name of Gene Austin. And evidently back with those hit parade charts or whatever they had back in then, this reached number one and stayed on top for 8 weeks. So it certainly stood the test of time, Ramona, that's for sure. And our last one, which was Marie, this was the one written by Erling Berlin, first appeared in a silent movie called The Awakening. What I did find out was there were actually no existing copies of that movie. That's a bit sad, probably, because it would have been an interesting one to probably view also. Oh, anyway, we're a bit sidetracked there, but getting back to The Bachelors, and it's interesting that they would have decided that those were the songs that they were going to go with, and certainly they were all very successful. Now, they had several other songs after that, which charted but were less successful, and that included a version of Sound of Silence, which is quite a good version, I've heard it. And then for the next 25 years or so, they remained firm favourites on the cabaret, so they didn't make too many recordings, and they were very popular on the cabaret scene, as I said, and the working men's club circuit. Unfortunately, during this time, there was a very messy split in the group, which I'll elaborate on a little bit, but it's a very long story, so I'm certainly going to keep it short. The Con and Deck, the two brothers, they actually bought a sound system in the 70s, and they had these monitor speakers on stage, so they could actually hear themselves singing. It was established, though, that John, the third member, was singing out of tune, and they found out this after recording their voices and came to John with this and said he thought that the voice had been doctored to make him sound bad. Now, for the next 4 years, though, during their live performances, they turned John's mic off. I don't know whether he knew that or not, but really only hear the brothers singing. And eventually, the brothers decided to change their name to the New Bachelors and performed, and Stokes in the interim had left the group. And the brothers changed their name to the New Bachelors and performed under that name with a third member called Peter Phipps. And they did that until 1993 when Stokes reappeared with another band and called it the New Bachelors under a court ruling he'd been forbidden to do. The brothers then had to change their name back to Con and Deck, the Bachelors, to avoid confusion. Look, there have been suits and countersuits that have been very, very messy and acrimonious, and both groups, as I understand, both still perform in limited fashion, and I think the brothers were still booked for last year, but whether they actually performed due to Corona, I'm not sure.
Oh, so how old are they?
Well, I was just going to say that they'll be 80 and 79. So, again, I don't like, a bit like our friend Gary Puckett, I don't know how they sound these days, but they are still performing. So, and Josh, they're all alive still. So there you go.
That's good.
There's another one for me. So as far as I'm concerned, their music, and it was a time of great change, and their music was very, very different to a lot of the 60s stuff, for me, will always be remembered. And I've got about three or four choices for you, but the one I would like you to play first of all would be Diane, please, Josh.
Okay, we can do that. And here's Diane by The Bachelors. Yeah, very nice song. And the what movie was that after again?
That movie was Seventh Heaven.
The main one.
Won the Academy Award for Best Actress,
Yes. Yeah, she won it for two. It's strange. They hadn't quite worked out the rules, so they gave it to her for that one and Sunrise. I've seen Sunrise. That's a great movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was a very interesting event. I didn't quite realise that they awarded it a few years later from the original time it was made. So, yeah, that was...
Well, it was the very first one, so they were probably working out the rules, but...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I went back and listened to The Bachelors on YouTube a couple of times. I must admit, I really enjoyed their singing a great deal. I must admit, they were very, very good.
Yeah, and anything else you'd like to add?
Nothing else for me this time, my boy, except that we've got show number 20 next week, and after that I think we're going to be doing something special, but we'll keep that under our hats. And
I think so,
come up with.
I'm looking forward to that, but yeah, until next week, I'll see you and have a great week.
All the best, Josh, and good evening, listeners, and stay good and make sure you're all vaccinated. Thanks. Bye.
Good advice. Take care. Thanks, Steve. You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.